So a lot of women are starting to feel overwhelmed or out of balance. And this is the time of year where if you don't get it together and wrap it all together, you're jumping into 2024 isn't going to be much different. But that's okay. I've got you. Right here today, I'm going to tell you maybe the three top things you should be doing right now to let you get into 2024. That's not going to take a crazy amount of time, but it's going to set you up for a completely different year next year, inshallah, a better year. But we have to just go over what those things are and the easy way to get them done. No worries. You're not alone. I'm here with you. Let's go. Hello, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to the Mindful Muslim Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Mindful Muslim, coming to you every week on topics like love, life balance, relationships, spirituality, all the things that we have to deal with, career as women, parenting. I mean, we can go on and on. So alhamdulillah, I hope you have had an amazing weekend. And if it wasn't as restful as you wanted to, no worries. You're going to take a little bit of a break right here with me, a little bit of a self-care. That way you and I can have a chat really quick about some of the things that we can do together to get your 2024 that much better. I know maybe this year had its ups and downs. And at the end of the day, we can only control what we can control. The rest is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the rest of the world, whatever's happening around us, it's just going to keep happening. But what we have complete control of over is what we choose to do, our responses. That is very powerful. A lot of people give up that power. And in today's podcast, I'm going to tell you some three big moves that we can do right now to get you into an even better year next year. But it's really necessary that you take action on these right now. All right. Number one, let's dive right in. Number one is that we need to make a space and time to reflect on last year. Now, I know that can feel hard. Right away, you're like, you're starting me off with a hard one. I don't have any time. If I had time to sit with a cup of tea or coffee and, you know, go over my whole 2023, I would have done that already. Okay, I have an idea for you. Let me tell you what I did just this morning. Just this morning, I sat after Fajr and I did something. Now, for women, I'll talk to like single ladies or women who can control, have more control over their schedule versus like parenting moms who have small babies. I'll differentiate for a second. I don't have a small baby, but I am a mom of many children. So I kind of teeter between the two. Number one is this. We can say all the reasons we don't have time, but we have to understand and number one, it's one of the first things we're going to be asked about by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Yawm al-Qiyamah. So he knew it was important or he wouldn't have made that huge thing, right? Number two, we have to carve out that time. Nobody else is going to do it for us. I work with women a lot about how to do that. Very easy next steps. I have an entire like life balance course where I cover it. I have a lot of coaching and things inside of Thrive Muslima Sisterhood. But right now for you, if you're not in any of that currently, I want you to know that you just have to simply start by making the choice to not have any excuse and to prioritize you. This is really important. Now, let me tell you some ways you can possibly do that if you're like single, more free time or married with no kids versus the other. Okay, the first one is you need to take a look at your schedule and how you're living it. If you're a person who's staying up super late at night, then you're definitely not going to be able to do this early in the morning. Maybe you're not a morning person. I kind of suggest everybody to switch to being a morning person. I used to be a night person, if you guys have listened on the podcast. And when you're a night person, the problem with that is then you don't wake up for Fajr. And I used to always battle with myself. Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And I would just be highly inconsistent. And as soon as I ditched the night routine and I went to bed earlier and did the before Fajr thing or after Fajr thing, it was night and day. My life during the day. So if you're not there yet, you can't get up that early and all that stuff, let me just say this much. You need to carve out the time, just 20 minutes when you're going to sit with yourself. And you're going to be shocked at how much you can think about and get into. And I'm going to start you with some guided questions that you could use. And it's really this simple. And when you do this, it was me. And I'm going to give you an example of how I just did this morning. What were some of the wins in 2023? Now, it's really funny because usually when we think back on our year, we always think about everything that didn't go well and we're disappointed in. Nope, don't start there. I encourage you to start with thinking about all of the amazing things that happened to you in 2023. I had like started that with myself, and I was thinking about it, and I said, number one, like I made my first full garden ever. Like, yes, there were some mistakes in that garden and I would love to like gravitate towards those mistakes. But I was like, no, like I had a goal that I am not a person who farms or plants at all. Never have. Nobody raised me to do that. But seeing the state of the world and looking at the fact that I wanted to eat more organically with my family, because that was a goal of previous year, and that I wanted to have more produce, but it's too expensive in the US. It's crazy if you haven't seen the prices. So when I had sat with myself, I realized that the only way to do this was to do part of a co-op with the farm and then to do something on my own and something there. So you might not be into farming, and I get that, but my point is I had an idea that I wanted to create a solution for my family to feed them healthier, and I realized that I couldn't afford it, and I realized that I had to make a compromise. And so I put in the plan way like in 2022 that I was going to do this thing in 2023 and I was going to get started. Now, probably was it successful? Probably like 80% for somebody who didn't know what they were doing, but I did research a lot. And alhamdulillah, that just means that all those lessons for 2024, if I was going to go do it again, are going to be that much better. So what did you do in 2023? That was a little scary. You didn't know anything about it, but you did it. And you might not have done it 1,000% like you wanted to, but you did a pretty good job. That's the first place you start. You start with celebrating your wins, number one. Number two, we think about what are the ways that we might have messed up, like the actual reasons. So I was looking back at a couple things I had procrastinated in, not intentionally, like I woke up every day willing to do them, but something always happened. Are you that person, right? By the way, going back to what I said, because I don't want to neglect the fact that I said to you guys, whether you're a single person or parenting person, I did want to say, as you're doing these questions, just put in your mind that if your child is small, you might get interrupted, and that's okay. I want you to put in your expectation that as you're doing these things, your child's going to be interrupted, but you might interrupt you, but you know when your most quietest time of the day is. And yes, I know you might have to do something else then, or you might just like scroll on your phone and do nothing then. But if you want 2024 to be better, ladies, and you know we do, you got to take those minutes. Just want to throw that out there. All right. So the next one is I was reflecting on like why things that I was trying to get done didn't work. And there was a couple of things that I wouldn't call it procrastination, but it somehow was like, didn't get done today. Try again tomorrow. Didn't get done today. Try again tomorrow. And what that was that I realized that I had to like think about why. And it was that a lot of the meetings that I'm in are taking way too long. And because the meetings were taking too long, and then I had to ask myself, why are they taking too long? I had to go into that. It kept offsetting me accomplishing other things. So I had to look at places in my life where I didn't realize it until I sat with myself that that's where all the time was getting lost, in the meetings. See, now you might not have the meetings as your problem. You might have something else, like the kids keep doing this or whatever. But then you have to address that thing. Otherwise, it's going to keep happening. So that's the beauty of this process. What were the wins and the celebrations? And then what were the things that didn't go well and why? Like really looking at the why piece is the key. It's not just, oh yeah, didn't accomplish my goal of saving $1,000 to build the fence or whatever you're trying to do at your house, or, you know, whatever it is to go to college or whatever. Look at the why. Oh, I'm spending too much money on Starbucks. Well, nobody has to spend money on Starbucks anymore because everybody's against Starbucks, right? Because of all the funding of Israel. But you know what I'm trying to say? We're like, oh, I don't have any money, but I'm blowing it on like some random donuts every week that I don't need, or some purse or some shoes on Amazon or like whatever, that you just like be real with why you don't have that money. Be real about why you don't have that time. Be real about everything. That is the key, my ladies, to getting into 2024 differently. So the first thing I said was you have to make time to do this moment of reflection. I only gave you two questions, but I promise you those two questions are serious. What were your wins in 2023 and why? And what didn't go well for you and why? That was huge. That was huge for me to reflect on. And it really helped me to go, instead of just like, boom, planning goals for 2024, skipping that, don't. Then as you go into 2024, my second piece of advice is think about what season you're in and make sure whatever goals you're making, they're realistic for that season. This is the number one reason people do not do well. And let me give an example in career, because I see this all the time. In business, people have a lot of goals for themselves as women, like, oh my gosh, my career, my degree, I want to do this like startup entrepreneurial idea on Etsy or on a website or with a small group coaching or like whatever you're doing. And we're in the middle of doing that right now. A lot of you guys know the reason I brought this up as a topic. We're doing it this Saturday, 11 a.m. If you're not already with us, it's a totally free workshop. I'm not just going to be helping you plan for 2024. I'm going to be hyper specifically also giving you feedback on your career / business / professional life. And if you want to put in the questions that you have, I'm going to be answering them on the spot, amongst other things, showing you how to successfully make goals for those things. And so I'll put the link below in the description if you're not already in, because we're about to close up that this week. But definitely know that having the wrong goals and setting them up the wrong way definitely is not the good thing. Now, what we do in all of our classes, courses, whatever, at Mindfulmissima is we use the SMART goal method across the board. And if you're familiar with the SMART goal method, you might have heard it for work, right? They do that a lot in business and stuff, but that's because they're hyper-focused, right? But what if you were hyper-focused in your parenting? What if you were hyper-focused in your salon? What if you were hyper-focused in every aspect of your life in quite the same way? Well, that's what I do. That's why I keep telling people I achieve 90% of my goals every year. It's not because I'm amazing. Nope. Anyone can do what I do, but it's the way that I do it. It's the system that I use, and I teach it inside of Thrive. And shout out to women in the Thrive Academy who have gone above and beyond, because we are now giving access to every single course I've ever made. And the women in the Thrive Academy are on it. And then I show up and do Q&As. And what I've been doing lately is talking a lot about the goal keeping. And especially if you were in our coaching program recently, Alhamdulillah Mentorship, just letting you know, I'm going to be doing my next alumni session related to goal making, because I know everybody's in that mode right now, or at least you should be. Now, for the women who are not yet there, they're not even making goals, making specific goals, I want to say this. Once again, going back to my original message, only you can make the time for this. Only you can carve out that time. And it is going to make all the difference of next year. Don't be that person who waits a day before January 1st, a week before. Don't do it. Reflect now. December's reflect. I clear part of my schedule in December. People are like, I can't find a booking for you. I'm like, nope. It's me time. I need to reflect on myself, my personal life, my family, my connection with Allah. Did I accomplish all my Quran goals or whatever else I was doing? And then I had to ask myself, what about this big responsibility I have? And for me, it's Mindfulmissima. You guys know we have memberships and classes and courses and freebies and workshops. And I have to plan that. When do you think I'm going to plan that? I'm human, right? I have to clear a bit of, so December's a light month for me for dealing with the external world. But for the internal, it's very deep. What if you made that your routine every year? What if you change that mindset, right? Forget about all the Christmas and holiday stuff you see popping around, since it doesn't affect us. This, as soon as you see that stuff coming out, you're like, oh, it's me time. It's time for me. That's what I do. And it really, really helps. And that's why I'm able to accomplish that many goals. And you could do the same. And I teach this every day. So I know you can do it, because tons of other women who learned it from us also do it now too. And it's just that easy. The last piece of advice I'm going to give you is stop being hard on yourself. Stop thinking of all the reasons you're horrible. I had a sister I was talking to the other day, and she's like, I'm just so stupid. I'm this, I'm that. The real problem she had wasn't her achieving her goals. And let me tell you what keeps women down. What keeps women down is doing this stuff in your head and doing it alone. One of the reasons we created one of the first Muslim international sisterhoods ever is because there were tons of women alone all over the world doing it all alone, trashing themselves. Oh, I'm horrible. I'm this, because you're not meant to do it by yourself, guys. It's not easy out there to be a mom, to do work, right? To also come home and clean the house and cook or do your studies. I mean, this was not meant. Did you know they used to do this in communities back in the day? You go, what do you think they had? Villages. Villages are an old time outdated thing. They are phenomenal for community support, because while one woman was going to change the kids' nappies, somebody else was finishing up the dinner, the other auntie or sister in the house. It was communal. Now we do it alone, and then we're like, oh, I'm so bad. I couldn't manage my life balance schedule. We're not meant to do alone. So what happens is, what we're going to have to do is shift some of our priority. We're going to have to take some, like there's a little bit, just a little tweaking here and there. And that's what I teach, because I'm the woman who wants to do all the things just like you. And at the same time, I know how unrealistic it can be to pile all that on my plate when it was meant to be a communal effort originally. Do you feel me? So there's a way you have to finagle that. There's a way you have to move it around where you still give everybody their obligations, including yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yourself. And you want to make sure that you do all those things in a way that is mindful and relaxing. Tell me how, because that doesn't sound possible. It is. It is. And that's what I do, and that's what I teach. But the first number one step, going back in summary, is you. You have to make time for you. Number two, the way you plan your goals, how specifically you do it, and if you do them right or wrong, is important. And especially if you want help on career goals, this is the last chance. This Saturday, I'm only doing one workshop this year on this. And inshallah ta'ala, I'm going to tell you after that, I have a big idea, a big plan I'm unveiling. And I'll tell you inside the workshop in case you're interested in career. But at the end of the day, if you don't make that time for yourself, and if you don't learn how to make these goals better, you're just going to have a repeat of last year's mistakes. End of story. The third thing is that you have to stop beating yourself up and understand you weren't meant to do it alone. You're meant to do it with support. And that's why we're here. And that's why so many other sisters out there are doing that. And they're no longer alone, and they're no longer struggling. There is help out there. And if you're not already aware of our website, www.mindful-muslimah.com, you could check out all the freebies. We have tons of downloadables, resources, good stuff. But I'll put the link below in the description if you want to meet us this Saturday. Otherwise, one more thing. For the women who are in Thrive, oh my gosh, how could I forget? Ladies, it is the maybe just another week and a half, you get the free Muslimah coaching. Don't forget. Every single sister inside of our sisterhood gets the $300 Muslimah coaching entirely for free, but only if you sign up. Don't forget to sign up, because we're going to lose that. Now, I'll put a link below for that as well. But ladies, I'm telling you right now, this is critical, because we are going to close the doors for that one soon. And again, it's totally free for the women in Thrive. All right, ladies, if you need me for anything, you can always DM me on Instagram, Mindful Muslimah. Otherwise, I will see you in the workshop this weekend. And the rest of the ladies for Thrive, I'll see you in the coaching as you register. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum.